Now I'm going to drop down to this next section now, beginning with verses 13 through 28. And I'm going to drop down and begin at verse 15. He says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Now, I think it's inescapable here that the nation Israel is the subject. And God takes responsibility for bringing them into existence. And let every anti-Semite mark that down. God takes responsibility for bringing them in existence. He's their king. And may I say that this is here an affirmation of the deity of Christ. The Lord is their king. And when the Lord Jesus came and put down his claim to kingship, they knew that he was claiming to be Emmanuel, God with us. The instructed Israelite understood that. And so we have this section here that deals with the fact that God claims them because he is the creator of them. Then he speaks of the fact that even the beasts of the field honor him, and the dragons and the owls. I have a notion that even the animal world is probably a little more conscious of God than his creature man who has fallen into sin. Now, he says here in verse 25, I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for mine own sake, and I'll not remember thy sins. What God is saying here, that he intends to forgive them on the same basis that he has forgiven us. And now we drop down here to verse 27. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. And then in verse 28, and by the way, that I think is a reference to Abraham. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to reproaches. Now that's the present condition of that nation. They're not in peace today. And why? Because they have departed from the living and true God.